The regular Riblake School Board meeting was held last week. Here's Superintendent Lori Mannion with the update.
We kicked off the board meeting with a celebration of our first Taylor County Educator of the Month, John Adams. Our middle school math teacher was there, and we were just excited to celebrate all the things he has done for our students in Riblake, and he was given an award for that, the Star News. We wanted to thank them and K99 for their support. We also appreciated M3 Insurance Agency for supporting this, as well as Broadway Theater in Medford donating movie passes. So congratulations goes out to our John Adams for Taylor County Educator of the Month. And next month, which is coming up here, will be Gilman. So looking forward to celebrating that. We then moved into our district wellness overview. Judy LeMaster is our nurse and also on our wellness committee, and she shared with the board the different opportunities for the staff. We are now right in the middle of a fall fitness wellness challenge, and that's being sponsored by our Security Health Insurance. And so we've got many different staff members participating in that. And then she went on to talk about the different opportunities for the community. Judy is also our community outreach program administrator, and so she is reminding the community that just coming up here next week will be on our website a way to sign up for the yoga class that will be happening in November and part of December. And then there will also be a community program survey that we're encouraging all community members to fill out. We want to continue to offer different types of classes to support that. And then we moved into our 2016-17 instructional goals, and the administrators talked about their different goals for the year. The elementary has focused in reading and math. The middle school will be focusing on math and reading as well. And then the high school is focusing on their different career and academic readiness goals, and so moving forward with that. And then I had Scott Everson, he's one of our board members and also serves on the CESA 9 PAC meeting, and he is representing the district in the CESA Executive Committee, and so he shared the 2015-16 annual report with the board members and answered a couple questions for them. I then moved into the district enrollment update. We had our third Friday count back in September, and we're pleased to say that our numbers are up there. From 471 last year, we had 490 this year, so unlike a lot of our rural school districts around the Northwoods, we are increasing there, and we also had more students involved in our summer school program. So good membership there. We're excited about that. I moved into the agenda review for the annual meeting and budget hearing in the Riblake School District. We have that the fourth Monday of October every year. And so Monday, October 24th at 7 p.m., we will be hosting that in the elementary music room. So we encourage people to come out for that. There will then follow a special meeting for the consideration of the tax levy and mill rate for 2016-17. I do have annual meeting packets strategically located around the district. They're in all the school offices, the district office, in the village office there, and also in the library. And then a newsletter will be going out to all taxpayers here, and they should be receiving it either tomorrow or on Monday. Again, we encourage everyone to show up Monday, October 24th at 7 p.m. And then we moved into our different personnel situations, and the board approved resignations from Gary Hole, our JV boys basketball coach, also Bruce Peterson, JV girls basketball coach, and Shayna Briggs in the special ed aide position. They then went on to approve hires. Bruce Peterson is named the boys varsity basketball coach. Angela Wisey and Mary Burdett will be filling the special ed aide position in a split position. So that's what we have there, and that was all approved. And then Riblake School District does short-term borrowing in order to meet all the demands of the budget. And so the board passed a resolution authorizing temporary borrowing in the amount not to exceed $1 million. And the award went out to R.W. Baird. They were the winning bidder. and they had a net effective rate of 1.136%. So the board did approve that as well. We then asked once again to see if the board would approve Mr. Woody taking the eighth grade students to Washington, D.C. in June, and the board approved that. We've been continuing to take a look at LED lighting, exterior lighting in our district. A month or two ago, the board approved exterior lighting for the middle school and high school, and last night they approved moving forward with exterior lighting at the elementary level. And so to the tune of $21,000, that is coming out of our Fund 49, which was a referendum money and fits exactly in with what we went to referendum for. And nice to say that we are working with Focus on Energy, so installation is all going to be free. And we have been looking at the research, and we will have a three-year payback on all of the LED lighting we're putting in our LED exterior lights. And then our last thing on the agenda was consideration of a 7-passenger van purchase. And we really have been for a long time in need of a smaller van mostly for staff purposes. We've got a lot of professional development going on, some outside of the district and travel outside of the district. And the only vehicle that we've been able to use is a large 15-passenger van that can only hold 10, but it just is overkill for what we need. And so we are looking at making it a more economical-based decision. And so the board did approve moving forward with a new 7-passenger van purchase. So we'll be looking at that here once we move through the budget approval process at the end of the month. And just a reminder to everyone that out on our website will be a survey for community input. So if there's anybody who wants to see some different programs come to the school district for community members, we're going to be looking for that. And then a reminder to everyone, our buildings will all be secure on Monday. And so different ways to enter the building, coming up to the front entrances, main entrances, making sure that you push the button there and you'll be buzzed in. And just one last thing, thank you to all of our school board members. We appreciate their time and commitment. It is School Board Appreciation Month this month, and so a big thank you out to our different folks on the board, Jerry Blomberg, our president, Joan Magnuson, our clerk, Steve Martin, our treasurer, Marianne Reuger, Stacey Tulesi, Amber Ballas, and Scott Everson. So and Scott is our board vice president. So thank you to all of them.
And our thanks to Red Lake School Superintendent Lori Mannion.